6 Music. From 1, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Guy Garvey, the right side of the celestial equator. Dedicated to my brother Marcus. It's the Maytals, Toots and the Maytals, and Monkey Man. Dedicated to my brother Marcus because he's a monkey. I'm in Berlin. Shall I stick my head out the window like I normally do at home? There we go. There we are. It's a very beautiful cold day for me. I'm pre-recording the show in the middle of Elbow's European tour. As you can hear, I've done 4 gigs in a row, so my voice is a little bit hoarse. I'm just looking over the rooftops from the hotel balcony. Some of the most beautiful buildings in the world in this city. Amazing place. And when I've done this show, I might go and sample some of its culture and then nightlife. Who knows? One of the crew, incidentally, one of the crew that's out with us, is off to a cabaret club tonight. Her idea of Berlin is cabaret. Mine isn't. In fact, between you and I, dear listener, I can't think of anything worse than Cabaret. The musical, the concept, the whole thing. Really, not up my boulevard. When I think of Berlin, I think about its troubled, illustrious past, and I think about Bowie, and I think about Lou Reed, and I think about, I guess, its influence on music. The knock-on effect that its influence has had on music and eventually on my band and the stuff that we do. Even if it's not really... Even if you can't hear it, it's in there, is what I'm trying to say. So in the spirit of that, I'm not going to play you any Cabaret. I wouldn't do it to you on a Sunday night. I'm going to play you some Lou Reed. In fact, it has to be the title track from Berlin. Here it is. Here is, yeah, the titular city of Berlin, Lou Reed. I love the really depressing sample at the beginning of this song, but then it's a really very sweet sentiment once he starts singing. Here we go. Title track from Berlin, that was Lou Reed. Wonderful. I don't think I introduced myself in the first link of the show. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. You'll have to forgive my hoarseness. It's day 5 of our tour. We did 4 gigs in a row, which is unusual. I don't usually do more than 3 for exactly the reason that I burn my voice out, but we did 4. I had a fantastic night last night. In fact, all the gigs so far have been marvellous. But yesterday, Munich was particularly great. The crowd were just on fire. Wonderful people. So yeah, I'm in Berlin, I'm delighted to say. That was Lou Reed, and somebody who worked with Lou Reed here in Berlin is, of course, David Bowie. I could play you any Bowie track and you'd say, ah, of course he'd play that one. Obvious choice, because Bowie's work is well known, widely known. So I'll try and go a little bit obscure, but also because I just love this song. Here's the title track from the screenplay, The Buddha of Suburbia. Bowie did the music for it. I've never actually seen The Buddha of Suburbia, but the soundtrack's fantastic. This is dated now, production-wise. You can hear that it's an old tune, really. But the lyrics are fantastic, and I think Bowie's poured a lot of himself into this this song. Elvis is English and walks the hills is the lyric. It's something like that. And then screaming above central London, it says, and a picture Bowie in a private jet. I think he's reflecting on the youth and ambition, looking back at it, because this deals with all kinds of success and a rise to fame. I think that's basically what the screenplay's about. But as I say, I've never seen it. Anyway, should we listen to the song? Listen to the lyrics dead carefully and let me know what you think. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. And tell me what you think of this tune. David Bowie, Buddha of Suburbia.
Living in lies by the railway line, pushing the hair from my eyes. Elvis is English and climbs the hills. Can't tell the bullshit from the lies. Screaming along in South. In vain. So I'm
Elvis is English and climbs the hills was the line. That's the title track from the Buddha of Suburbia soundtrack. And of course, it was David Bowie. Every now and again, something... I'm one of those people who can't ignore music. So I can be in a lift, I can be in a supermarket. And if I hear something I like, I'm really quite persistent until I find out what it is. It's why Shazam is wonderful. If you've not come across Shazam, I'm sure you have, being six music listeners. But it's a number you type into your phone, right down the middle of the dial. Is it 2580, something like that? Or you can get an app on an iPhone. It recognises music, so you can hold it up in a club or to the radio, and it'll tell you what the piece of music is. And on the application, you can even buy it from iTunes directly. So it's just fantastic, isn't it? Wonderful technology. Such a thing happened the other day. I was in a local bar in Manchester having a lovely evening and this great piece of music. I just looked around the room and I'm very conscious of what music does to people's moods. And without even noticing sometimes, a whole room can get noisier or quieter or happier or a little bit more languid. This tune made everybody look and feel cool, like they were in a movie. It's by a band called Spindrift, and interestingly, when I was listening to it, I was thinking this is very Morricone-esque, Ennio Morricone-esque, but it's definitely not from that era. It's a little too sophisticated, if I'm honest. And I said to whoever I was with, I think it was Pete Jobson I was with, but I said, this sounds like soundtrack, but it sounds to me like it's supposed to sound like soundtrack. I think this is music made in its own right to sound like soundtrack. I was absolutely right, just to show off. The album, The Legend of God's Gun, came out before the film was made. Isn't that great? So they did a soundtrack for a movie that didn't exist, and then the movie was made. The band, once again, is Spindrift, and this made me feel very cool in a bar once. I hope it makes you feel very cool wherever you are in the world. Here it is. It's called Speak to the Wind.
Thank you.
know you're having that. So many of you will be poised with a pen in your hand for me to tell you once again that that was a band called Spindrift, and the song is called Speak to the Wind. Once again, Spindrift, the word spin and the word drift put together. Yeah, Speak to the Wind put me in mind of this next tune, which is called I Talk to the Wind. And it is, of course, King Crimson. I heard a fantastic documentary on prog rock, which described, in the words of all the other prog rockers, members of Yes, members of Genesis, just how intimidated all the prog rockers were when King Crimson arrived with this record, because they were just better than everyone else. So, yeah, Robert Fripp, notoriously difficult to work with, a little bit of a taskmaster by all accounts, but well worth it. Have a listen to this. This is I Talk to the Wind by the great King Crimson.
Said the straight man to the late man, where have you been? I've been here and I've been there and I've been in between. I talk to the wind.
Thank you.
been there and I've been in between.
Dedicated to Pete Turner, because it always reminds me of Pete's mum's Austin Maestro, that song, going to a 21st party in Wales, listening to that album. That's when Pete first heard King Crimson. Dedicated to Pete Turner, bass player in my band, Elbow. That was I Talk to the Wind.
Sex Music. Mark Riley.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
What are you lot laughing at?
Ex-lovers are back in the room, hello.
Do you know, I normally take bands to task for not having a title for a song.
Yeah, it's a new song, sorry.
How new?
It's actually not that new.
Live music every night.
And that is Lapel's
De Rosa.
Deer Track.
Live in session.
Mark Riley.
We'll have a chat. Semi-sensible is the way I'm feeling at the moment, but...
Really?
Yeah, I know. It's a bit worrying, really.
Mark Riley.
Excellent stuff. Enjoyed the session, as I knew I would. Very, very much indeed.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Sex Music.
He's a space nut, you know.
Every time I hear a song from the next band, I'm impressed. It's Lanterns on the Lake again. I think this is the fourth week running, I think, that I've played them. It's called A Kingdom, and it's great. Once again, it's Lanterns on the Lake. Buy it, don't steal it, buy it.
Kingdom for one last dance to my favorite song.
Lanterns on the Lake and A Kingdom. Tuna Rooney, eh? I'm in a hotel room in Berlin. It's a very frosty, beautiful Wednesday afternoon for me. I'm in the middle of an elbow tour. I've got a day off. If you can hear that, I'm hoarse. That's partly from singing my heart out and partly from chunnering away with my pals in the band and on the crew. We're on tour with the wonderful Howlin' Bells. What a lovely bunch they are. We first met them in Australia a few years ago. I made a show while I was out there. I don't know if you heard that one. But yeah, great touring with them. And I'm going to make another show out here while we're still on the road. So I think I'll probably interview them next week for the programme. Lovely bunch of people. So while I'm in Germany, which is where I am, of course, I always think of this next tune. Here's the story in brief. Me and Mark had a day off in Berlin, so we thought. And then right at the last minute, our radio plugger turned up to take us to a radio interview. This kid, this radio plugger, was a stoner and he was bombed out of his mind. He was really stoned and shouldn't have been driving a car, let alone driving passengers. And he hadn't informed our tour manager that we had this radio session. So me and Mark had been looking forward to a day off and didn't get it. So honestly, in a bit of a foul mood, we were driven to this radio session by this crazy guy that no longer works with us, who's stoned out of his brain. I'm not great in a car anyway, so I'm really frightened on the autobahn. He overshoots the radio station by 30 miles and has to turn around to go back. We arrive at the session really, really late, and we're ushered into this room. And you know, the poor lad, I mean, a bit of an idiot, but you know, he's apologising profusely for everything that's gone wrong. And we're ushered in, and there's an old guy in quite a Giles Brandreth patterned jumper with half moon spectacles on the end of his nose, waiting patiently in this studio late at night for Radio 1, Radio 1 in Germany. We sit down and he said, "I hope you don't mind, gentlemen, but I like to record the show as live," which means he's not going to do a quick interview, play him a song, do a link and then we're off. He wants us to sit there for 2 hours while he makes the whole programme. So me and Mark are kissing goodbye to the evening, but of course, it not being a particularly difficult job, we went along with it and we sat down. And the first thing he did was said, "Have you heard this John Lee Hooker album? It's been made since he died and it's all of his friends have got involved in making it." And basically all the guys that played with John Lee Hooker over the years, got together after he died with a bunch of his old demos and put fresh backing on his old demos. This beautiful thing, I'm almost certain, must have been written New Year's Eve. It's called Turn Over a New Leaf. And he's talking about, I think he says it's 1987 or 97, I can't remember, we're going to have to listen to it. But yeah, the point is that after not looking forward to this radio session, the chap at the station, who I believe was called Freddie Dreamer, which tells you how long he's been a DJ, to call yourself that, he played us some of the most amazing music I've ever heard, and we had a really thoroughly pleasant evening with him. And I'll thank him forever, particularly for this tune. Here's John Lee Hooker and Turn Over a New Leaf. And I hope the guy that was our plugger back then has got a job that suits him more.
I ain't gonna do no more. tunnel, a brand new leak. 1987, baby, things gonna change. I know. But it's softy, baby. For so many years. I ain't be a softy no more. Tunnel over a brand new leaf. Oh baby, oh baby, I do the thing I used to do. The mean, to live in, try to do the right thing, try to do the right. This is a mean, hard work. Try to survive, yeah. That's why turn it over a brand new leaf. I ain't gonna do what I used to do. Turn over. Brand new leaf. 1987, babe.
John Lee Hooker and Turn Over a New Leaf. Years and years ago, we were in Paris, France, doing... Oh no, it wasn't Paris, I beg your pardon. We were on the coast somewhere. Anyway, I was in France doing this festival. The Electric Soft Parade were playing the same venue as us at this festival. And Tom from ESP was too young to be let into the venue and they had to cancel the performance. Isn't that terrible? Bit of a genius, Tom. And I remember that very day while I was commiserating with him that he couldn't play with his own band because he was too young to get in. I think he was 16 at the time. He said, "Do you love Silver Jews?" And when I said, "I've never heard of them," he put his head in his hands. He was stunned. And he passed on a Silver Jews album, which I've loved ever since. Real poetry in these lyrics and very funny with it. This is "I'm Gonna Love the Hell Out of You" by Silver Jews. Great story.
I was 19 and dead from the neck up. She was a Christian rock ingenue. Sentimental as a cat's grave. Her fucking body broke my eyes and she said, I'm gonna love the hell out of you. Brandywine rain on an android cross. Even the swans were bankrupt and blue. I've been a liar my whole life. She said, I wanna be your wife. And she said, I'm gonna love the hell out of you. In a lonely Swedish bookstore, banging a librarian. The sound of rain and lightning was my cue. I fixed Preakness in the rain. I had a weakness for cocaine, and she said, I learned double entry bookkeeping when I was 12 years old. I learned there's no imagination in the blues. They registered my name with the Catholic Hall of Fame, and she said, I'm gonna love the hell out of you.
It's good, isn't it? I love it. He can't sing, but he's got a real way with words. Silver Juice, and I'm going to love the hell out of you.
Six Music. Back in September.
Last night, one of the most influential and important bands to emerge from the US announced on their website that they're splitting up.
After an amazing 30-year career, R.E.M. have decided to call it a day. On Wednesday, Michael Stipe and Mike Mills of R.E.M. joined me for their final Six Music interview.
It feels a little weird, but the band will have those three little letters.
R.E.M. in conversation with me, Lauren Laverne.
We're great friends and will be for the rest of time.
You can listen to the interview in full at the Six Music website now.
Six
Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the anti-matter.
Caroline Polachek. Now, I've played something by her before, and because I don't have all my gubbins with me on the road, I can't tell you what it is I've played of hers, but she's the singer from Chairlift, and this is the new one from them. This is out end of November, called Sidewalk Safari. Once again, it's Chairlift. Cheers.
About it, if you know what I mean.
Chairlift and Sidewalk Safari. So if you're in Berlin, if I'm in Berlin, I'm thinking about Bowie, as I've already admitted to you. And it's not long of thinking about Bowie before I remember this cover version. I will go as far as to say that apart from Jimi Hendrix's version of All Along the Watchtower, this is the greatest cover version I've ever heard. This is M. Ward and his version of Bowie's Let's Dance.
If you should fall into into my arms and tremble like a flower. If you should fall into my arms and tremble like a flower.
Isn't that great? M. Ward and his version of David Bowie's Let's Dance. Very beautiful music. Right, this is a song for Guy recommendation. The first one we've had this week. In fact, what have I done with emails? Let me just dig them out. It's a little bit tricky to do my regular features when I'm on the road. So apologies that there's no Beckopedia this week or any Moidas. I'll try and get them in next week, but it's just, well, the truth of the matter is the bus dropped us off at our hotel and I left a load of stuff. I left a load of stuff on the bus that I needed to make the programme. I'm sure you'll forgive me, though. Right, I have got my emails, and this is a Song for Guy recommendation from, one second, Jason Howgate. Here it is. He says, as a young boy, Guy, I used to send my sister nuts playing the double cassette of Pennies from Heaven in the car as my mum and dad argued about directions, and Sarah, my sister, tried and usually succeeded in being cool listening to The Stranglers and Lou Reed. Very topical. I would play Oh You Nasty Man, Ray Noble and his orchestra, over and over again. And that's Jason's recommendation. Here is Ray Noble and his orchestra and Oh You Nasty Man.
This is
is BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Charlie Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour. Isn't that great? Scott Matthews and Sweet Scented Figure. That was a song for Guy recommendation from some time ago. So long ago, in fact, I've no idea who sent it me. But thank you, whoever you are. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm pre-recording the programme in my hotel room in Berlin, as we're in the middle of a European tour. Tom Waits has got a new album out, which I've got a copy of in my bag. I've been so busy that I've not even had a chance to listen to it all, but I have heard the opening track because I was very excited and I bunged it on. And here it is, the opening track of Tom Waits' new album, Bad As Me. It's called Chicago. It's classic Tom Waits. Welcome back, Tom Waits and Chicago from his new album, Bad As Me. What can I say about this next tune? It's a little smutty at the front. It's got his wry humour all the way through it. And it's kind of my tune with my missus, Emma Jane. And I have to show off now, I hope you don't mind. But my sweetheart's first novel was optioned in Slovakia today. It's going to be translated is the word, isn't it? And it's going to be released in Slovakia. I'm over the moon for her. I'm very proud of her. I was Skyping her earlier on before I started making this programme, and she's beaming from ear to ear. I love her very much. And this is kind of our song. In actual fact, we went to an All Tomorrow's Parties a few years ago, and it was taking place in Butlins in Minehead. Brilliant. Warren Ellis from the Bad Seeds had curated it, so Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds were playing. And Emma and I had a waltz to this next song. And as it got to the first chorus, and the song is Baby You Turn Me On, as it got to the first chorus, as we're waltzing, somebody won a jackpot in the arcade next to us. It was just too funny for words, too perfect a moment. I love her and I'm proud of her. This is for Emma Jane Unsworth. And it's Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and Babe, You Turn Me On.
Stay my name. Stay by me. You are the one. My tree. The butcher bird makes its noise. And it asks you to agree. With its brutal nesting habits and its pointless savagery. Now the nightingale, it sings to you. And it raises up the ante. And I put one hand on your round right heart. The other down your panties. Everything has fallen deep. Everything is wrong. It's
just history repeating itself. Like a light bulb, babe. Like a song. Well, you race naked through the wilderness, and you torment the birds and the bees. Well, you leapt into the abyss, but fine. Only goes up to your knees. I move stealthily from tree to tree, and I shadow you for hours. I make like I'm a little deer, grazing on the flowers. 'Cause everything is collapsing, dear. Sense has gone, and it's just history repeating itself. And babe, you turn me on like an idea, babe, like an atom bomb. We stand awed inside a clearing. We do not make a sound. Crimson snow falls all about, carpet in the ground. 'Cause everything is falling deep. All rhyme and reason. Just history repeating itself. Babe, you turn me on like an idea, babe, like an atom bomb.
What a great song. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, a wry smile all the way through that one. Babe, You Turned Me On from The Lyre of Orpheus. Time for a song for Guy recommendation. This one's from Tim Bledsoe. He says, Guy, just wanted to say thanks for your show and costing me a small fortune in legal music downloads. You'll do for me, Tim. Not only have you introduced me to some fine tunes, but also inspired me to get out and see more gigs. Well, I couldn't be prouder, mate. Thank you very much. He's recommended the Low Anthem, and a song called Ghost Woman Blues. He says it's hauntingly moving. No excusing the pun. Lots of love, Tim. Thank you very much for your recommendation. If you have a song for Guy recommendation, it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk, or just go to the very informative Six Music website and click on the Contact Me link. Also, you can see the track listing for every show that I've ever done for this wonderful, beautiful radio station. I think the button's called Show By Year. And the BBC, being the fine institution that it is, they've also supplied a little bit of a biography for most of the artists on the website that I've played. So there you go. Contact me with your witticisms and criticisms and Song for Guy recommendations. Let me stress, not requests, recommendations, i.e. try and find something that I've not heard before. So, yeah, back to this one. Thank you very much, Tim. This is The Low Anthem and Ghost Woman Blues.
Yeah.
Anthem and Ghost Woman Blues. Great, isn't it? So I'm in Berlin. I've got a day off. I say a day off, I'm making a radio programme for you because it's not really work. I love doing it. Yeah, say Berlin to me, I immediately think of Lou Reed, of Iggy Pop, of David Bowie and of Nico. This is from her album, the Chelsea Girl album. This is The Fairest of the Seasons. I absolutely love this.
Have given all they had to lend. I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe try another time? And do I really have a hand in my forgetting? Now that I've tried, now that I've finally found that this is not the way, now that I turn, now that I feel it's time to spend the night away, I want to know, do do I stay or do I go and maybe finally spit the rhyme? And do I really understand the undernetting? Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs carefully. Now that it's now, now that the candle's falling smaller in my mind, now that it's here, now that I'm almost not so very far behind, I want to know, do I stay or do I go and maybe fall another side? And do I really have a sound that I can ride on? Now that I can, now that it's easy, ever easy all around, now that I'm near, now that I'm falling to the sunlight center sound, I want to know, do I stay or do I go, and do I have to do just one? I choose again if I should lose the reason. Yes, and the morning has me looking in your eyes and seeing mine, warning me to read the signs more carefully. Now that I smile, now that I'm laughing even deeper in the sigh, now that I see, now that I finally found the one thing I deny, it's now I know, but do I stay or do I go, and it is finally I decide that I believe in the fairest of the seasons.
Nico and the Fairest of the Seasons. And in my opinion, autumn is just that. I love this time of year.
Six music. Back in September.
Last night, one of the most influential and important bands to emerge from the US announced on their website that they're splitting up.
After an amazing 30-year career, REM have decided to call it a day. On Wednesday, Michael Stipe and Mike Mills of REM joined me for their final Six Music interview.
It feels a little weird, but the band will have those three little letters.
REM in conversation with me, Lauren Laverne.
We're great friends and will be for the rest of time.
You can listen to the interview in full at the Six Music website now.
Six
Music.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Grizzly Bear make me incredibly happy. There's something of autumn in their music. Love his voice, love his style, love the production. And this is one of my favourite records by them. I have to thank my old mate, Stuart, for introducing me to Grizzly Bear. This is called Fine For Now, and it's from Vacati Mest. You're going to love it if you've never heard it before. It's beautiful.
There was
Grizzly Bear and Fine For Now. I'd like to dedicate that song, and in fact the whole programme, to Claire and Mike Murphy from Birkenhead. They lost their daughter Emmy Jane when she was only 7 months old, and he sent me a very touching email about the fact that they're not having a great time at the moment. So all my love to you, and everybody out there, send your love through the ether to them as well, because they need a bit of a squeeze from the nation. Lots of love to you both. Let's read some emails. Here's a weird one. Thanks for the tunes, making a perfect Sunday night, cooking up soap. And it's not... it's not been... Nobody signed that. I don't know who that's from, but somebody cooks up soap while listening to the programme. Kate Richardson says, magic. I was downloading Laura Marling, as you predicted listeners would be downloading it. Also, this is a great radio show. Thank you. An exciting time for music in my hometown right now. Kate from Salford. You're not kidding, Kate. Salford's pretty damn good at the moment. Howard Martin has been in touch with a little solidarity for my anti-Frank Sinatra stance. It just says, Frank Sinatra is overrated, IMO. I didn't know that IMO was an abbreviation for in my opinion. I had to ask somebody younger and hipper. But thank you, Howard, for the solace. Marlon Solomon's been in touch. Hello, Marlon, mate. I've not seen you for a long time. He went to Holy Cross College with my brother Marcus and sends lots of love to Marcus and to Mr. Campbell, who was their tutor at the time. And he says, sadly for me, my adolescence was spent prog-rocking after pilfering my dad's record. Being aged 16 in 1995, I wasn't very cool because my favourite band was called Genesis. And you had to prefix their name very pointedly with the word early. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Anyway, the only person I ever met who had heard any of this was my tutor, Mr. Campbell, and Marcus, who's my brother. He said he used to hear his brother listening to it a lot. Any chance of some Genesis, he goes on to say. Marlon, my very great pleasure. I don't need any excuse to play Genesis. And this bridges the early and the late Genesis in that it's The Carpet Crawl, which, of course, was originally a Gabriel tune, but I think Phil Collins is singing it here, but I might be wrong. They sound very alike at this period. Anyway, this is the live version from Seconds Out. This is Genesis and The Carpet Crawl. I defy you not to love this tune.
Gotta get in to get out.
Genesis and the Carpet Crawl, a live version from Seconds Out. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Next tune's from Rachel Dadd. It's out now and it's called Claw and Tooth and it's pretty cool. Rachel Dadd, D-A-double-D, Claw and Tooth, and it's out now. Go and buy it, don't steal it, buy it. Support your artists. Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins. Jenny's become a friend of mine, and the Watson Twins were already mates of mine before this record came out. It's called Rabbit Fur Coat, the album. It was Jenny's solo record some time ago. She's Jenny Lewis of Rilo Kiley and Jenny and Johnny fame. And she's just an amazing talent. This is the title track from Rabbit Fur Coat, which if you don't have it, I urge you to download it. Trust me, go and get it. Go and get it. Do it now. Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins and Rabbit Fur Coat. It really is astonishing. I'm going to prove it by playing you the title track.
father had a rabbit fur coat. Then a girl of less character pushed her down the LA River and over that rabbit fur coat. She put a knife to her throat and over that rabbit fur coat. When my ma refused, the girl kicked dirt on her blouse. Stay away from my mansion. My mother really suffered for that. Spent her life in a gold-plated body cast. Now you ask, did she get that girl back? She paid a visit to that mansion house. She knew the girl was not there, but her father in cufflinks with slicked back black hair. He invited her in, they never sang a note, but she took off that rabbit fur coat. And who do you think came home? Miss so-and-so. She took one look at my mind. What she say, why are you stealing from our mansion house? No, I'm in love with Mr. So-and-so. He invited me in, I'm a girl no more. Then she dragged my ma out by her throat and over that rabbit fur coat. Waitressing on welfare, we were living in the valley. A lady says to my ma, you treat your girl as your spouse. You can live in a mansion house. And so we did, and I became a $100,000 kid. When I was old enough to realize, wipe the dust from my mother's eyes. Is all this for that rabbit fur coat? But I'm not bitter about it. I packed up my things and let them have at it. And the fortune faded, as fortunes often do. And so did that mansion house, where my ma is now, I don't know. She was living in her car, I was living on the road. And I hear she's putting that stuff up her nose and still wearing that rabbit fur coat. Mostly I'm a hypocrite. I sing songs about the deficit. But when I sell out and leave Omaha, what will I get? A mansion house in a rabbit fur coat.
That was Jenny Lewis and the Watson Twins, the title track from the album Rabbit Fur Coat, which you need to own, basically.
Six Music. The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
We're collecting straplines for the show. We've got Keep Up The Work, we've got Better Than Nothing. Paul Sanderson's show strapline is Sean Keaveney, tolerable almost every morning. Not too funny, that's right. That was a genuine remark from a listener's girlfriend. I like the Six Music Breakfast Show, it's not too funny. But I've got a really good one as well. Six Music Breakfast Show. It may get worse before it gets better.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings from 7.
Insert strapline here
on BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The
B. Barry BC, that's who.
Bruce Butt has been in touch from Bristol, recommending a song for Guy. He says, the Early's Wayward Song, along with the Flaming Lips, Mercury Rev, Sparkle Horse and Grandaddy, among many others, the Early's are, stroke were, produced some lovely 21st century psychedelia, the Uncut calls Cosmic Americana or something like that. The Early's very much are, and they're mates of mine as well, because they're from round here, most of them. But this tune had escaped me. It slipped through the net. I didn't know it. And it's absolutely brilliant. It's called Wayward Song. Lots of love to them lot. Oh, listen. Berlin Bells. That sets the scene for you, doesn't it?
Thank you. take a load off your weary head. The road's not fit for a kid who ain't ready to see it yet. It's alright to let yourself down again tonight.
The Earlies and Wayward Song. That was a Song for Guy recommendation. Thank you, Bruce. Now, don't ask me why, but when the bus pulled up today here in Berlin, where I'm pre-recording the programme for you, I had this next piece of music in my head. I think it's because I'm very busy, but very happy. And that's kind of, you can kind of say that about this piece of music. It's by the Vince Guaraldi Trio, and it's Linus and Lucy from the cartoon Peanuts. It's absolutely great. I love it.
Thank you. have time for another week. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, playing you this music. Thanks to Michelle and Peter and Boz and everybody who helps me put the show together here in BBC Manchester. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week.
From One, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Ready on the left, ready on the right. Turn up that sound because it's round about midnight. And this, my good people, is Culture Clash Radio. Now, you know the coup and what I do on my Sunday night, Monday morning sessions. So kick back and relax as I cross time, space and genres with the likes of Ja Wobble, Sunless 97, King Midas Sound, The Sundays, DJ Shadow and Little Dragon, UKO and Gracie Fields, to name just a few. But to set the tone, here's a new one from Lie, Cheat and Steal, the latest album by us three. This is Ghost, featuring Ovius Maximus.
Ghost.
Another bag of Louis to hide all her demons. And God, she trusts her, the money she believe in. She looks so happy, but looks can be deceiving. Cause all that flash, she don't take away the tears when past is tattooed all up in her dome. Flights in the morning, going out to Rome. Looking at the art, but she doing it alone. Cause she don't need Caesar to run her own throne. She moves like assassins, all black everything. Walk in the room, got the whole place looking. Little did they know that she about to choose one. She gotta do it now before the move can lose her. But she a pro at rocking the boat, breaking hearts from coast to coast. The wallet gets lost for most, and that's when she goes for ghosts. She says time is money, and she's getting close. When the lights go down. Her days in expensive cafes, when they get spread around trying to throw some bait, but their steering wheels always